Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host. Joe McGranahan has the day off, but a very, very, very able substitute. Mr. Ben Reichle is here, local businessman, and he's a Republican committee person and very active in the GOP and loves to monitor politics. He's an American first. A father second.
That sounds good.
And a lot of other good things around here. Welcome aboard, sir.
Welcome. I think it's 1, 2, 3. I think it's Gail Sayre said, God is first, family is second, and I am third. Oh, I think that's okay. A book that went into a movie. But just happy to be here, Mark. And, of course, if I could take 5 seconds and say congratulations to the Sunbury Broadcasting Group, and particularly their coverage of the state championship Seals Grove Seals baseball team.
Two weeks ago,
Kevin Hearn and Ray Moyer called a game up at up in State College, a beautiful facility, and Seals Grove prevailed, and it was a gutty team with 4 seniors, and you want to talk about a team, you have freshmen to seniors and everybody contributing, and they brought home that state championship, and congratulations to them. So you know, baseball is deep with you. I know. I hope your Cubbies are keeping you busy this summer. But to the Seals Grove, and also too, to Sunbury Broadcasting, particularly 94 or 107.3, I think was the game, or 94.
Eagle 107.
Yeah, Eagle 107 did it. But that's a big deal to cover that for the community.
Noted. That's it. One of your constituents is everybody in the baseball team.
Absolutely. It was.
Remember, actually, only some of them can vote.
It was actually a good victory for the boys, because they did come together as a team, and really over some, you know, came through some mm-hmm. injuries and stuff, and represented our community very well. And actually, we got to give them some recognition this week. They were in Harrisburg. I saw that Senator Gordner and Representative yeah. Culver had them in Harrisburg. And we actually, on the day that the 110th Congressional Charity Baseball game was played, we actually recognized the Seals Grove Seals on the House floor of U.S. Congress
wow.
for their achievement.
So they're read into the record and got the recognition?
Absolutely.
Super. Mm-hmm. Wow, super. Good for them. Well, in case you're vague on who is back, U.S. Congressman Fred Keller is here from the 12th District. So I'm assuming you're going to the Middleburg Fair and the Freeburg Carnival and all those kind of things, but you also got to go to, if you want to represent your constituents and see them there anyway, you got to go to the Wallenpaupack Lake Fest.
And the Bradford Fair and the Grange Fair and the Lycoming County Fair and the Clinton County Fair. And actually, we're working on the month of August and making sure that we get around to all corners of the 12th Congressional District. I was to the Freeburg Carnival already and had a good time. Lucky Afternoon was the band playing when we were out there. But, Ann Kaufman, who is our district director here in PA 12 in Pennsylvania, actually is doing a great job of making sure that our constituents are connected very well with our offices and with me, so that we can do the job that they expect of us.
So you're hitting the ground running, going places, doing things, meeting people up in Bradford and Center and all over, going all over, just sort of like you did for Snyder and Union County?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times, I'll take this back to my days in private industry. You know, everybody talks about, you know, you're getting up and running and doing things, and it does take time to put things in place, but, you know, we need to be doing it quickly. I remember one time when I went from buying lumber to managing the factory in Beavertown, my boss had said something to me, and I even forget what the whole conversation was, and I said, well, you know, Roger, it's been 2 days, and he looked at me and said, what's taking so long? So, you know, we want to make sure we're doing everything properly. you know, we don't want to rush and do something that we wouldn't be, you know, get things set up properly, but we want to make sure that we're effective and we're making sure people get representation from day one.
Well, super. All right. We are talking to U.S. Congressman Fred Keller, 12th District. We're going to talk to him about the big issues of the day. 12 short hours ago, you were still in Washington, D.C., right?
I left probably around, 7:30 last night. We had finished up voting on the emergency supplemental for the humanitarian assistance at our border. And that had been a hot topic for many weeks. In fact, on May 1st, President Trump first asked Congress to take action and give him the tools that the people at the border, the people that protect our nation, that secure our border, that are the first people that migrants come in contact with coming to our border, making sure they have the resources to do their job properly. And unfortunately, the Democrats denied initially that there was even a crisis. It took them 59 days to get to bring it to the floor for a vote, after denying it, after preventing the Republicans 18 times of bringing this up.
But then there was compromise yesterday. What precipitated the compromise? Why did they really compromise yesterday?
Because I got to Washington, D.C. and said, we got to get something done.
Well, there's the answer I was looking for. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Oop, I'm sorry. It's busy right at the moment. We're going to do some initial questions, then we'll open up the phones. The number will be 1-800-795-9565. Throughout our program, you can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or set up a new one at 70236. And we do have U.S. Congressman Fred Keller with us. So there were two reasons then that the Democrats chose to compromise. One is that Fred's in town, and nobody wants to do bad government when it's sort of infectious, and so that's a good thing. What are other reasons? Reasons that Democrats decided they really had to stand down before the break.
Well, I don't think it's all Democrats, because there were a lot of Democrats that wanted to see this done, and I think that's really what finally happened. You know, when you look at the bill that came back from the Senate, okay, and you have 84 senators voting for this.
Yeah, 84-8.
Yeah, 84-8. So you've got 84 of the United States senators voting for this. I think then the people in the Democrat caucus said, "Hey, look, this isn't bad legislation. We need to stop trying to make political points and make political hay on this, and we need to start getting something done that gives the resources to the people doing the job, and more importantly, if I can add, taking care of the people." That for whatever situation or whatever their circumstance is, that they have to come to America to make sure that they have the resources to care for those people. Because if it's about the children, and I heard that many times during the debate, and it is, but if we're creating conditions where children are being trafficked, and that's what was happening in some of these instances, children are being given to other people to come into our border, and then the children go back and get used again. And this bill actually has some human trafficking resources put toward that to make sure that children aren't exploited.
And some wall funding, too?
This particular thing did not have, it had technology in it. And I know there was some concern that the money might get moved around for different things. But at the end of the day, this made sure that our Customs and Border Patrol were getting paid. If we wouldn't have done this, they would have had a report to work and would not have gotten paid. So we're talking about taking care of people that are coming to our country, but yet the people that keep us safe would not have been getting paychecks to buy food for their children.
Are you going to dig into this immigration, border, security topic even greater, go visit there? Is this going to be one of the things you'll take up as things that you just have to even know more about?
Absolutely. I think whenever we're looking at policies that impact, you know, Americans, we need to make sure we have the information before us. And, Mark, you know from my time being in the General Assembly that when there's issues and we're talking about legislation and public policy, we need to understand it. And that means visits, that means talking to the people that are doing the job, talking to the people that it affects, and making sure we have all the information.
Yeah, but this is a problem. Unfortunately, it's in the magnifying glass now. It's out there. It's on steroids as far as what the media wants to say. Is, you know, it's almost every news broadcast. But it's been going on for such a long time, and the can's been kicked down the road. But there's multiple layers of this. There's the immigration process that's legal. Then there's the illegal immigration process that's been going on. And you then break it down to the asylum part. But the situation is that we did not have immigration from roughly 1924 to 1964 to allow people to assimilate into the American culture. Then all of a sudden, since 1964, we see what the immigration process has become, and the illegal part of it has just astronomically, percentage-wise, outdone the legal immigration. And then, you know, we want to have the visas. You want to have education. You want to have work. You want to have tourist visas. So the whole immigration process, Fred, if you start digging into it, you might be 10 feet deep on the first page.
Yeah, the whole point is it's not just securing our border. There are so many things that go along with that when we talk about immigration. That's only one part of it. And that was put out when we put our message out on why we voted the way, why the votes were cast the way they were. This is just one part of the whole
process
that needs to be taken
into account. The black market of immigration? We have groups that are so caring. And you know, when I hear comments like our children. Well, okay, you know, again, the Democrats and progressives seem to use children as a verb, adverb, adjective,
if I can jump in there, Ben. Last night there was a presidential debate, okay? And when it talked about covering people that are in our country that got here that didn't come through the mm-hmm. legal process and covering with health insurance and so on. But there was, I think, maybe one mention of protecting our veterans.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so here's my point with this. You know, we're all talking about the humanitarian crisis and what's happening. And again, it's not that I'm unsympathetic to people that are being treated poorly, whether it's in the United States or whether it's in another country. But as an elected representative of Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District, my first loyalty is to the people of the 12th Congressional District and American citizens, and that means our veterans. And quite frankly, I think more emphasis should have been put on our veterans. They certainly made journeys through treacherous territory to protect the rights for every one of those presidential candidates to be on that stage.
How do vets factor into immigration?
Just simply talking that the focus sometimes is at the wrong spot.
Yeah, priorities.
That 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the priorities. The priorities.
The priorities get miscued. But
yes.
You know, you're right on the standpoint of it's amazing how the immigration process, you go back and you even go to, I think, July 2014 and look at President Obama talking about, listen, you can't send your children unaccompanied. It's dangerous. All the things that then Democrats and progressives turned around and said, hold it, this is a manufactured crisis, this is phony. And the only thing that changed was there was a different party in the White House.
Well, if you look at the statistics, and I have done that, there have been fewer, you know, President Trump hasn't been as aggressive on these deportations as President Obama.
Obama was, yeah.
All you have to do is take a look at the history over the last 10 years.
It is something, I mean, immigration, from chain migration, it has to be blown up and redone. But I'll tell you what, Fred, a lot of people have their fingers in the pie from all parties.
But the whole point is when you look at doing this, it's time to stop, everybody wanted to fix it before, but now that President Trump is wanting to do something about it, it's time we stop looking at saying, well, we don't want to give this person a win or we want to do this. We need to give a win to the people that sent us to office. It's not about winning or losing. It's about good public policy.
How about what's best for America?
Yeah, good public policy.
What's the immigration policy that works for America?
Yes. We're going to take a quick break. We have U.S. Congressman Fred Keller here. If you have a question or an observation, feel free to call our toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And Stan, I know you're itching to text us at 70236. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thank you so much for joining us. We got one caller waiting. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. U.S. Congressman Fred Keller's with us. Joe McGranahan asked me to ask you, where do you lay your head in Washington, D.C.? And please don't say on the couch in your office, because
I do not.
He's going to be irritated if you
do not. Actually, couldn't have worked out better for me. My wife's niece has a home in the northwest corner of the district. And they had an efficiency apartment they were renting on Airbnb. So I worked out very nicely that Lloyd and Julie have offered to let me rent their apartment.
Your first Airbnb, I have to guarantee that.
It's not Airbnb. They're no longer doing that. It's just a monthly rental.
Okay.
But it was vacant. I guess I say that because it was vacant when I,
So what did you tell me earlier, though? 15 minutes to the Capitol without traffic, 45 with traffic?
Yeah. My best is a little over 15 to the Capitol without traffic, and it could be 45 if there is.
Do you have more contact with Tom Marino? We didn't want you in this seat, keep in mind.
No, I don't think Tom ever said that.
Well, he wanted Mr. Whelan and Jeff Whelan.
You have to understand the conferee process and how it works. The first vote is the first vote, and then you get into the conferee process.
Yeah. Again, I'm not gonna talk, about what Tom wanted that, but I'm just gonna say this about Tom, if I may, and I want to make the point. First, I want to thank him for his lifetime of service to our district as a county DA, as a federal prosecutor, and as a heck of a congressman. Tom and I have been friends ever since the first day we met. I liked him. I thought he did a great job, and I was proud to support him every time he ran for election. So,
and you mentioned that during your speech on the floor.
It was amazing because they say that doesn't usually happen where the incoming special election recognizes the former member. And I was glad to do that because I do have that respect for Tom.
Well, I noticed most, if not all, people were clapping except for the Madam Speaker.
Well,
I did mention that I was going to, let her know that Tom said hi, and I guess that was my way of doing it.
Eric, thank you so much for calling in. The congressman can hear you.
Good morning, Representative. Thank you for remembering your roots and coming back to Central Pennsylvania and availing yourself to communicate with your constituents, something that the Republican candidate for your seat is not doing. So I applaud you, Representative Keller, for coming back.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
The Selins Grove Memorial Day event, and thank you for your public service and also your public accessibility.
Do you have a question?
The question I have for you this morning, though, is a concern to me, not as a Republican or a Democrat, but as an American. Is I want to hear your impression of yesterday when the president met with the president, the Premier Putin, or whatever we're calling him these days, and the offhanded, chummy way he addressed the proven collusion that the influence that Russia influence. Tried to have in the last election. Does that not raise concern to you as the representative from our area? Does his actions bring concern to you and his actions, especially yesterday with the Russian premier?
All right. Thank you, Eric. Let's put that question to the Congress.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say, anybody interfering with our election should bring up concern. There should be equal outrage for the things that happened by the DNC and by Secretary Clinton. I will say that, I don't know how the president, what he means or what he does when he says things, but I will say this. A lot of times if he tries to put somebody at ease, maybe that gives him the upper hand. When he's talking to people, so I don't know what the president's rationale for what he was doing, but if he could, if he was trying to make some comments to sort of let Putin put down his guard, so the president might be able to get some more things done or get some insight from some of the dialogue. I'm not going to question the president's motives. I just want to.
As you can see, we have a text. One of our listeners says, I'm glad Congressman Keller is trying to get more border enforcement, even though the Democrats are playing politics with the illegal kids' lives. Time to build that wall. But I have a question. What kind of anti-gun measures are the Democratic majority trying to slip through the House under the radar? What are they trying to do with guns, perhaps under the radar?
Well, I know there's some talk, and there's been some things put forth about, and I heard some of it in the debate last night. For the part of it that I caught, I think Vice President Biden was talking about some things where he had successfully pushed through legislation limiting. But I did hear that people are trying to get registries and buybacks and all these kind of things. I think it's important to remember that the right to keep and bear arms is a right in our Constitution. And, we talk about weapons. A gun is a tool, just like a hammer, just like anything else. It's the person that uses it for malicious purposes that is the issue.
Yeah, and I have a circular saw, but I'm not a master carpenter.
Right. But the whole point is, it's unfortunate that people feel that they need to inflict violence on another person, whatever means they use to do it. So I think that the discussion needs to be deeper than just saying we need to, we need to get rid of firearms. So, again, there's been a lot of discussion. Some people want to really repeal, and that's come out in some discussions. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. It's scary stuff because those amendments and the founders of our nation felt strongly about the right to keep and bear arms. And that right is as important as the right to free speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion.
Democratic debate last night. If you had to pick one, let's suppose you suddenly there's a new law, you have to vote Democrat. Who would you vote for on that panel or the previous one?
Well, Mark, I'm first going to say that we should not pass any laws that require you to vote for somebody. How's that?
Okay, yeah, that's a silly. That's a silly law. It is a silly law.
Although the Democrats earlier this year, H.R. 1, passed a bill out of the House that required money to be given to candidates like a 6-to-1 match. And also, if somebody couldn't afford to give to candidates, it offered people up to a $25 voucher to give to a candidate of their choice from taxpayer dollars. That to me is, taking one person's money and forcing it to be used for political. So it's taken away free speech.
These are U.S. dollars or are they Russian rubles?
Well,
if you had to vote for one of them folks over the past couple of nights.
Let me throw a name out who had some common sense was Governor Hickenlooper from Colorado. He seemed to say, we can't be a socialist party and win this election. At least he had some points.
Well, you can't be a socialist party and win the election, but what happens when you get elected and have to govern?
That's the part.
That is the problem that happens so often. somebody said to me, they said, Fred, you know, don't go down there and change. You know, so many people go down and change. I can guarantee you one thing. I am not any different, nor will I ever be any different than the person I was when I was in high school, when I worked. You know, the same values that were instilled in me as a young man from my grandmother were instilled in me from my employers, Max Bingaman and Norman Hahn, from my wife and my family. They're the values of Central Pennsylvania, and they're the values that I take to government to represent the people that send me there. But the important part is I don't think people change. I think their true character sometimes comes out.
Which Democrat?
Mark, having not seen the debate, I don't think...
Oh, you didn't see it.
I only caught part of it on the tail end of it because I was driving home.
When you say in Washington, though, what's been impressive and what's probably not been as impressive? You haven't been down there a month.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Boy, what's been impressive is the fact that there's a lot of people that are, one, helpful, you know, and actually really the thing you don't see, like with all, I would say with Speaker Pelosi, polite. You know, we don't treat people, you know, if you don't agree with them, we treat them with respect, which is what we should do. And so that's one thing I think is great, that there is that level of respect. You know, most of the time, there was a dust-up down in Harrisburg, even between the lieutenant governor and the majority leader. That's really good. What is being in the... I'm not used to being in the minority party, so that's probably been the biggest thing I've had to struggle with.
That's the sounder that means our show is over.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and for the opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you.
And the show's not over, but your segment is. Well, thank you so much for visiting us. I really appreciate it. Thanks for offering earlier this week. Glad to take you up on that. You know you got an open mic here anytime.
Thank you.
U.S. Congressman Fred Keller.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Welcome back, Ben Reichle, our conservative co-host. He's a businessman. He's an American first, a family man second. He's got a lovely daughter who's, what, 18 now?
Yeah, boy, don't do that to me.
Sorry.
16.
And I think it is, and then I usually add three more because time marches on so fast.
Well, 16 going on 21.
Okay, that's
and I think that's most, seems to be most young girls. And young, particularly the guys are usually 16 going on 14.
Here's the rule of thumb. Women, especially young women, are 3 years more mature than their age.
Okay.
And young men are 3 years less mature than their age.
That's not 100%, but that's probably about 95%.
So you get an 18-year-old girl dating a 15-year-old boy, it's really a 22-year-old dating a 13-year-old. Okay? All right, 1-800-795-9565.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it's not good. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Now, we would just love to talk to you today. It is an open phone, so on this Friday, it is the last Friday, the month of June, and it is Friday the 28th, 2019. Next week will be a best of show, so you'll hear the previous half hour once again next week. We'll use that on the best of, and we'll hear from Jennifer Rager Kay and David Rowe. We'll be back on the best of. We'll hear some of our arguments about church and state that we've had this week. So we got some good segments picked out.
Good.
On the best of. We're also going to rehear Fred's Keller's original interview telephonically when he got elected to the U.S. Congress. And after the swearing in, he called the show. And I'm glad to say that.
Yeah, that was a very nice time. A lot of folks from the area, Williamsport, Snyder County, bits and pieces, Northumberland County folks were down there for the swearing in. I had a chance to meet Speaker Pelosi after the private swearing in session and got to talk with Kevin McCarthy a little bit. So it was an interesting Monday evening in the Capitol, and beautiful Capitol when you walk in. Actually, I have a picture on my phone of a little plaque to Governor Pinochet from Pennsylvania. Historic. If you can go to D.C., Mark.
Pinchot,
I'm sorry. Not Pinochet out of Chile. But
I know that because the residence halls at Penn State are named Pinchot, after governors.
Yeah, he was getting the farmers out of the mud. You want to talk about infrastructure. But beautiful. If you go to D.C., Mark, forget about Orlando. Go to Disney World. Go where you want to. Make sure you visit Knoebels. Do things. Hershey Park. You know, go and visit. You go to Washington, D.C., you can be there for a week, and you can scratch the surface of what you can do down there. Beautiful, historic city from a standpoint of you can do a lot of things for free. You pay a little bit for here and there, but just very historic, and get a chance to go down, and you walk Capitol Hill, you've done some walking. Very very nice evening down there. And matter of fact, Fred's office, the District 12 office used to be Congressman Marino's office, I want to say 717 in the Longworth building, but right down the next office, 714, used to be Congressman Ridge's office.
In the day.
Then later, Governor Ridge. So very interesting
that would be
down
what,
there.
25 years ago?
It was definitely last century.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have a caller standing by, and we got an emailer standing by, so we'll do those opportunities to interact here momentarily. But first, On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line open, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Maybe you'd like to call and talk about the Democratic debate last night or the one the night before. Maybe let me know who won. That might be a good way to do it. Or who lost. who got relegated to further obscurity.
Did anybody win and lose?
Well, some people definitely lost last night.
Really? Okay.
And I think you can say who came out on top last
night.
So
you can't win the nomination in these debates, but you can
lose
it.
Not the debates. Well, you can
but
lose
you
the
can
debates,
lose it.
Sure.
Well, but you can lose it. Okay.
Well, it's just based on impressions and so on. Well. Anyway, so call us. 1-800-795-9565 if you can answer those questions. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. In the news, a two-alarm fire occurred in Mifflinburg overnight. Local volunteer firefighters summoned around 1:30 a.m. to a home on Market Street. No reports of injuries there. Volunteers from Mifflinburg, Middleburg, New Berlin, and Penns Creek, and West End went to the fire. No other details released on that. Another one of the Valley's professionals who's doing free work for some of the Woodmote employees talked to us after he checked into the 401ks and pension plans that the workers have.
There is still a pension plan, and it's still mostly funded, and there is also still a 401k plan. Now, those plans are protected by certain laws.
Ben Wilhelm's a financial advisor at Lone Oak Financial Services. He also dispensed wanted and free advice to individuals who may be discouraged in their new career hunt.
People need to realize their value. Their value is that they are a person, that they're often a parent or a spouse or a brother or sister or son or daughter, that they are a hard worker. And don't think that you're less of a person because now you're unemployed.
And more information about that on the WKOK podcast page and our Woodmote Moving Forward page. And 10 people are suing the state of Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania state troopers over allegations officers unlawfully detained them because they are Latino so they could investigate their immigration status. The amended federal lawsuit filed Thursday addresses how the plaintiffs were treated during 5 traffic stops in 2017 and 2018. The plaintiffs say troopers have acted as enforcers of federal civil immigration laws without proper training, authority, or oversight. A state police spokesman says the agency has been served the lawsuit and doesn't comment. It does seek monetary damages. 3 people sued the state in April and are now adding 6 more trooper defendants. In February, state police announced a new policy to govern interaction with foreign nationals after criticism troopers have been acting as an informal arm of federal immigration enforcement.
Well, shouldn't public safety be the first? And if officers of the look at from a local level to a state level to a federal level, shouldn't all those folks work together, no matter if it's immigration or if it's drug trafficking or if it's whatever?
I guess that's a sound policy, but what these people claim, unproven claim, is that it became clear through their name that they're Hispanic, and one of them had an accent. It was clear he was Hispanic, and that they were detained for that reason, not because of any probable cause, just because they think if you speak Spanish or you're Hispanic or look that way, then you must be illegal. That's the assumption the troopers had. But again, this is a half a dozen trooper out of what? How many are there? 1,200 or so. So it's not a trend. It isn't a dilemma. The lawsuit's valid. If what they say is true, then I think that's true. But that's not a state police policy to stop people because they have an accent.
No. That's, yeah, and what do you hear them? You stop them because what? You hear them singing in their car? How do you know they have an accent?
Oh, there's a previous. There's always a. In each of these cases, there's a probable cause for this. The interaction.
So the officer's sitting on the road with his window. Windows down, the car comes by, and they're singing.
He hears
the girl from
Ipanema,
and they say, "Well, it has an accent. I'm going to go pull those people off." Come on,
okay.
This is. I mean, this is getting to the absurdity.
I think the people were stopped for valid reasons.
Well, yeah,
you know, sort of a traffic situation.
I understand that, but let's face it. Some of these lawsuits, we'll see. Could
right,
be frivolous,
this will be interesting to see because you and I both know that sometimes people file lawsuits and they're sort of threadbare on. Background, maybe what they say happened, but, you know,
but
people sort of have a
let me throw this out, Mark.
Truth.
So 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, you know, things happen. So now, don't you think the police understand some of these issues and unfortunately the political correctness or incorrectness of things? So to pull people over because of this profile or that profile?
No, no, not that. They were stopped because of it.
Well, no, I know that. But then to take that to the next level, don't you think the police are cognizant of sort of, hey, that doesn't quite work? So now when these people throw out the lawsuit, so they got pulled over because they had a busted light, like you and I could be pulled over. Now, all of a sudden, these people are irritated. They got a ticket for that, and then they take it to the next step because they are X, Y, or Z.
Well, if what they say is true, that they feel as though they were stopped simply because they had some sort of a Hispanic background, that's not right. But on the other hand, we'll see. This lawsuit's got, this is a razor-thin case because...
Do you and I not get stopped because of that?
It assumes that the plaintiff knows what the trooper is thinking.
But do you and I not get stopped for a busted light? Or not you know,
well,
doing
but we don't
traffic?
Get detained beyond that. I mean, we don't get held because we're afraid you might be from Snyder County or something.
Well,
if that were illegal. So,
we'll see.
This lawsuit is not...
What if they have a Russian accent or an Eastern European accent? And they're as tan as you and I.
Well, and if you go to places where they really have severe job shortages, like shore points and so on, you hear a lot of people with European accents.
Just spent
taking care of work.
Conference in Ocean City, and it was amazing the number of workers that are coming over. Talked to an owner of the Clarion Resort in Ocean City, Dr. Lenny. He was quite interesting on the visa parts and that. And I actually got to had a quick chat with the governor of Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan. Very interesting gentleman. But you go to the shore points, if you say, up and down. But Mark, you can go out to Elysburg. And I know the Knobles had
true.
To look at using outside help. And, you know, the situation there is you'd wish you could hire the locals, but band camp, football camp, family vacations, all of a sudden there's no summer left.
Lazy kids.
Well, you hope not, but you're true there.
Lance, thank you so much for wading through Lawrence's worthless diatribe. You're on the mark.
Oh, no, quite enlightening as always. Sorry I couldn't have called sooner, but I was at a place. There was no cell service whatsoever, so I'm back home here and go. Anyway, whenever anyone buys a gun, you must declare your citizenship. So why is it so bad that they just can't say whenever? Are you a citizen?
Two things. One, you're going to have to speak up. And secondly, tell us what you're talking about. Are you talking about the census? Okay.
Gotcha. Well, the census question used to be on. That question was on. It was taken off. But nobody's been able to explain on the left why it is a negative. You know, you're not saying they're not counting the total people, but why is it a negative to know who's a U.S. citizen and who's not?
Yeah, all right. Well, Anyway, one of the things whenever I discuss abortion with a progressive and I tell them that, well, all that's required is to give birth and one of us pro-life nutcases would just swoop in and give the baby a home. They say, well, some of those homes just aren't the best. I've heard this from now half a dozen progressives.
What, people adopting infants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, why can't we say that to the folks trying to invade our southern border? Well, you know, some of these homes you're going to get into here in the USA just are not the best, so you just better go back.
Well, I would say this, Lance. I think I'm going to say this politely. The worst home in the U.S. might be far better than the best home.
I would say that the worst home in the United States for a baby would be a whole lot better than being sucked into a tube.
We're not talking about the mental anguish or physical abuse. But go back to, like I said, I think it's July 2014 when President Obama talked about, you know, don't send your children here. So why do we entice groups to come in here? And you have to dig down and follow the money and get into who's funding these and who's promoting these. But for the humanitarian part of the left and the progressives, they missed the boat entirely because the coyotes and the illegalness, the black market of immigration, the people who make money, meaning the Mexican government and the cartels, et cetera, are the ones that are abusing these people, and we're letting it happen.
Yeah. Well, you're 100% right. Now, what they need, really, or what they want, are voters in another 20 years. And that's exactly what it's all about.
Well, it's the sub-underclass.
Think about it now. And back down there in South America, right? The problems they have all started with voting for a Bernie. All started with that, what do they say, the man of the people, or in some cases the woman of the people. And it all degenerated from there.
Well, government corruption.
They're talking about the same thing here, that modern monetary theory. All they do is fire up the printing presses and everybody's got lots of bucks. Well, they tried that in Argentina, and now it's 44 to the dollar?
Yeah.
You
know what the investors say? Cry for me, Argentina. Cry for me, because the people who invested in them lost big money. But no, the corruption in the governments in Central and South America, we see corruption here. We're corrupt to a certain degree, but if our corruption between 1 and 10 is a 2 or 3, the corruptions in some of these foreign countries are at 8, 9s, 10s, 12s, 14s. And that's what we've seen. And Venezuela is a good point. But we're talking about Central America here. And they just do not have the governments that can support their people.
All right. Thank you so much.
Venezuela doesn't even have a currency that is listed at all on the exchange. Okay, you can't find it.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. I got to take a quickie break. Al's standing by, so we'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Al has been waiting through the break and before then. So good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the Mark.
Good morning. I'm calling for a couple reasons. Then I listened to the last caller and your comments on that. So I have to say, when you have a traffic stop for, you know, a light out or anything like that, you're always polite and kind. but they usually are too. As long as everybody's on the same page, things go pretty good. But then there are other circumstances that may arise during the stop, like when he asked you for your valid, paid-for driver's license, insurance, and registration. If you are an illegal alien, I don't think you can get a driver's license, can you?
In some states you can, not all states.
Well, it wasn't that.
We're talking about Pennsylvania.
Right, but what he did was, or what the trooper said, this is according to the ACLU, and I haven't read the entire lawsuit, but he was asking the people who are passengers, he detained everybody in the vehicle while he checked everybody's immigration status, asked them if they were fence jumpers, that's what one of the complaints is, and wanted to make sure they were in the U.S. illegally, which is not state police policy. So, again, two things are happening here. One, you have the plaintiff's claim, which, you know, we'll assume that some or all of that is true. And then you have a state police policy that relates to traffic stops, but doesn't have anything about checking passengers or any of that stuff. So you have a series of troopers, two of them in particular, and six are named altogether, acting on their own. So perhaps these six did behave improperly, and we'll find out. But the state police as a whole don't have that policy of, you know, even if you look Hispanic and you sound Hispanic and, you know, it's obvious that you weren't born in the U.S., or at least you didn't spend a lot of time there, and you picked up the accent, that's not state police policy to check on that.
I'd like to find out if they had a valid, everything was valid for them.
Well, that's,
and then sometimes when it's not valid, then they go off into another direction. Well, you're just picking on me because of that.
Exactly.
And I don't have the license and I don't have the registration.
Then you don't have insurance.
And then he may have said, does anybody in the car have a license so we don't have to impound the car? Is anybody here a legal driver?
Well, read the Penn Live version. They got all sides on that in the ACLU comments. It's an interesting case. I think somebody is in hot water here, either people lying to the courts and the police or the trooper.
Well, they don't seem to get in hot water for that because you got the people accusing President Trump of a rape, and they're not sure if it happened in the spring or if it happened in the fall. And these are false accusations, deprivation of character, and there's no prosecution for any of that's been going on. And then since the trafficking started, on the other subject is there has been, and I don't know where, I know it's, I don't have all the information and where it came from, but since the trafficking started, there has been 9 million people abducted. And a lot of the women end up in sex slavery or, you know, sex market. And then a lot of the men, they just put them in slave camps and work them till they're dead. And this is all 9 million from south of the border in illegal trafficking and people that have been kidnapped. So, you know, when you get somebody from south of the border, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, maybe the cops were wrong, maybe they weren't, but they, you know, a lot of times they find things out that maybe that person really doesn't belong here.
All right,
and
thank you.
The way they go about it, I mean, is sometimes dictated by their frustration that we're really not doing anything about it, and we're just leaving these poor people in law enforcement out to handle it on their own with no support from Congress.
All right, Al, listen, I'll ask you the same question I asked the congressman. If you had to vote for one of them Democrats, who would it be?
Probably the guy that they're saying is more moderate.
Hickenlooper.
Hippenlooper.
Yeah, he likes to say his name. Hickenlooper.
Is Joe Biden moderate?
No. Joe Biden doesn't know what he is.
Joe is part of the old establishment.
Yeah,
and
Joe doesn't know what he is. Joe is a chameleon.
All right, noted, Al. Thank you so much.
A politician, you know, from career.
All right, gotcha. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
Harry, you are on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a little confused why the state police would be wrong with any of this stuff. Anyhow, if they find an illegal alien who should not be here, and they arrest him or detain him, I guess I'm not arresting, they detain him so that somebody else can let him go,
isn't it the person who let him go that was wrong, not the state policeman? Weren't they doing their job? Why do we always have to look for ways to make the illegal be the victim?
I don't have an answer to that.
Well, I would agree with you, Harry, from the standpoint that, again, public safety. So shouldn't public safety be enforced from the local campus, university campus police officer all the way up to the state police? But I guess the rub here seems to be how it was done and are people allowed to do it. But remember, we are turning groups into victims before they're victims, and then you see it go through the court system. And just a couple weeks ago, the president and the administration says we're going to deport people, and the distortion of that is just amazing, because these were people who were going to be deported that came here and they were looking for asylum. They didn't report to their hearings. You know, they didn't go through the proper processes
for
asylum,
or
they lost the hearings, and they're supposed to be deported. And we have people reporting almost the opposite of why they're going to be deported. So, again, I would agree with you. If they can create a victim, then they can get the sympathy from some group.
Well, exactly, and that's my issue. We were supposed to be a nation of laws, and that does not be the case anymore. We seem to be a nation of laws that are politically expedient or beneficial to somebody, but not to the benefit of the general society. And that's what I find offensive. I don't find it offensive that they stopped them or detained them or questioned them. I find it offensive that for doing that and looking out for public safety, that they're being vilified.
Well, in the U.S., there's people are innocent until proven guilty, so you can't just stop people because they look Hispanic and ask for their papers. That's like Gestapo tactics. That's where they went against the law. They went, regardless of that, though, if what the plaintiffs say, and I keep saying that because we're just going by one complaint, one person says, this is what happened to me. If what they say is true, it's against state police policy to ask these questions and behave this way and detain these individuals. So that's a violation. So that's all. State police don't have a policy to just stop anybody, you know, willy-nilly, just because, like Ben said, they're playing, you know, some kind of Hispanic music in their car or something like that. So.
Yeah, I understand that. But I do think, too, we're going away from... I don't know. I just think we're going away from the rule of law and the nation of being laws, and we're looking to make everybody a victim, and it's tiring.
Well, I think people's rights are enumerated in law, too.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that we go too far here, too. But we go way, way too far. This is not, I mean, illegal immigration is not illegal anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the dilution, you know? The dilution of our laws and the enforcing of those have been very much eroded.
All right, noted. Yeah. Thank you so much, Harry.
Well, actually, I do want to say to you, too, I am a registered Democrat. And with the candidates that are running right now, I would have to say I couldn't vote for any of them, so I would write myself in.
None of the above.
No.
Are there any pro-life Democrats in that group? I mean, we used to have used to have a Casey. You could say, well, there's a pro-life Democrat.
Well, he's pro-life personally, but not policy-wise.
Right.
No,
he's a hypocrite when it comes to that. Governor Casey wasn't. Bob Casey is.
Okay,
Bob Casey
that's
has to vote the party line. Now, he'll personally come out and say, I'm against this. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate the call. Another vote for none of the above. None of the above is going to win this election.
And the speaker is a practicing Catholic, she says. But, again, the Democrats, the progressives seem to get this. Well, personally, I'm not for this, but publicly and policy-wise, I'm for it. So how do you mix that?
Well, if Nancy Pelosi needs any help with her religion, I'll have her contact you, and you can tell her how to behave.
Well, no, she's Catholic, so she would probably want to contact Mr. McGranahan.
1-800-795-95. Yeah, Joe wants everybody to behave like him, so we'll talk about that. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. We got three emails pending now. 1, 2, 3. We'll read them on the radio. 1-800-795-9565. If you so chose, you could join the list of individuals sending us emails at onthemark@wdkok.com or text us at 70236. The question I asked everybody so far, and I'll ask you, call us now. Who would you vote for if you had to vote for one of the Dems last night? If the election were today, if you're a Democrat, tell us who you'd pick today. And if you're a Republican, if you were forced to pick one, don't pick none of the above. Pick one that you think might have said something that made sense last night. Ben's got a man That's crush hard. On Mr. Hickenlooper, so we'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 9:39 in the morning, which means we got 20 minutes of open phones left. 1-800-795-9565. Phillies were on a tear this week.
They are great for that, and you listen to them all on WKOK.
Super exciting
great,
finish.
You know what? Good announcers.
Scott Fransky.
Larry Robinson, I think, is great. You can sort of seasoned veteran, but Phillies doing well, battling right now, I believe, tied in the wild card race if it was today. So not your question of who you'd vote for. The question is, if the playoffs start tomorrow, would the Phillies be in? And I think they're tied. But Phillies are playing good baseball, and they're getting their pitching back. But, boy, they're hitting the ball, and that makes a difference. But very entertaining to listen to it.
How
on the
good
radio.
Are the Marlins? No,
not that good.
Okay,
especially
so they stand
look
a
at
chance to win some of these.
Been on their team. So you beat the Marlins. Hey, you got to beat them all. You know, beat the Mets, beat the Marlins, beat whomever. And those two games against the Mets, where the Phillies were behind and came back. But I say this to folks: yeah, you get spoiled watching it on TV. Listen to it in the radio, and let the guys paint the picture of the game, mm-hmm. and it's excellent. I throw this out. I had a 16-year-old daughter we talked about. We're in the car. We're driving. This is a couple years ago. We're listening on the game. First, she was bored. Then she put her phone down, and she was listening, and she says, boy, they really trying to make it like you're at the game. And it's sort of interesting. That's the perspective of a young person. But, no, the Phillies are playing well. Listen to them on WKOK.
And while our normal programming continues at WKOK.com, one of our listeners sends a note, says, the traffic stop should do a complete background check on the driver if the ticket's being issued or being pulled over for a traffic violation. If you or someone you know was ever involved in an accident or an illegal alien driver, you would know this is important.
It is important. I had a relative in Phoenix who was in a, unfortunately, the cars were damaged. People were okay, fortunately, and no insurance.
Okay.
And what do you do? So
one of our listeners sends a note. This is signed by Bob. It says, good morning. Our crazy president posted on Twitter, I'm in Japan. Putin is here, too. So excited. I meet Putin in his hotel room in 5 hours. And he spells meet, M-E-A-T, at 2 a.m., exclamation point. Just the two of us, exclamation point. No interpreters, exclamation point. Can't wait, exclamation point. I showered, exclamation point. And, capital letters, and put on cologne. Airy expensive, E-R-Y expensive. I smell good. I'm wearing clean underwear, too. He spelled underwear wrong. Putin will be very impressed, exclamation point. LOL. Thanks, Bob. So that is that one of the president's tweets,
that's
really?
One of the president's tweets. It sounds like Bob took the bait.
Yeah, I think you could be right.
Bob, get him out of your head.
All right.
He's inside running around.
Another listener says, in relation to our visit from U.S. Congressman Fred Keller, to your listeners, please let's be honest about the last presidential election. Russia throws mud at our politicians of both parties. Some stuck where it had substance. And the first nationwide anti-Trump rally held the first Saturday after the 2016 presidential elections was organized by a Russian website, says Mike.
Yeah, the
is
Chinese,
that true?
Yes, the Chinese,
it
the
is
Russians.
Not. The, Come
the
on pe- now.
The people are trying to be involved are trying to create chaos within the system, and that's both parties. But if you go back and look at the history, you look at the Democratic Party and their, cohesion with the communist, be it the former Soviet Union, be it China, be it locally here in our hemisphere with Castro. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. You know, when you look at that, look at Ted Kennedy sending a letter to the Soviet Union as, with Ronald Reagan as our president, saying, you know, just wait, we'll control him. I'm paraphrasing that. So you got the Democrats and the progressives who seem to be in love with socialism and communism to a degree, and then they're accusing other folks of being this, that, you know, a fascist, a Nazi. So the hypocrisy makes a dog chasing its tail look entertaining, but the hypocrisy of the Democrats, especially on the on this communist socialist type deal, and you know, we see it. Now you saw de Blasio, you know, flat out soil his loins in a statement about.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio.
Okay, well, maybe he just soiled, but a statement about Che Guevara, who was one of the biggest thugs and racist. But then years ago, you had Jay-Z and Beyonce walking down the streets of Havana wearing a Che t-shirt. Okay, Jay-Z, maybe get a little history. You know, like I said, the hypocrisy of some of these folks just run deep and wide. And unfortunately, sometimes they fall into their trench.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dan, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, Mark, you asked the question, who won the debate? Well, I can tell you who won both debates, President Trump. He didn't, this, I watched both of them in the whole 2 hours each, and all I heard was socialism and more socialism, even by the one gentleman that was against socialism. Who knows what would happen if he would get elected. So my winner by far is President Trump. And who I would choose, if I had to choose one, I'll write in Harry, the last caller. I'll write his name in too. And out here, I have lots of Democrats live out here in Union Snyder County, but a lot of them are Trumpocrats. They voted for Trump the last time, and they like what he's doing all the more since he's been in office. And all I heard last night was giveaways, giveaway, giveaway, and even one person there, gentleman, said he'd give us each person $1,000 a month. How wonderful an idea is that?
Yeah, I think
where's all this money going to come from?
Well, they tried to justify that. It's interesting how the financialness at the federal government level gets put all over the place. But no, I watched parts of it both nights, and it was almost Saturday Night Live has a great chance to do some skits this Saturday on both of them, because some of it was absurd. Flat out absurd. And the other thing is, the format, and maybe that's the best they can come up with. I don't care if it was the Republicans or Democrats. We saw the Republicans, back in 2015 or 2016 on the debates. But the format just is ridiculous. And maybe there's nothing better they can do, but it doesn't justify, it justifies some things from, you see the chaos on the Democratic side. But, it has to be tough, because I don't believe, was it Marianne, the lady at the far end, I think it was Marianne Williams. She had some very interesting comments, but she was a non-politician caught up in that whole political mess. Yang and her were the two non-politicians in there, but the other folks, it was like cows coming in to feed, as they have a little bin, and everyone was trying to poke their head there to get some feed, which meaning they were trying to get time.
It was a little chaotic at times. Yeah, they lost control of the interview a couple of times. All right. Thank you, Dan. So you wouldn't vote for any of them, I take it?
No, I
none
said
of the above.
I'd write in Harry. Oh, if I'd write in Harry, then he'd have two votes.
There you go.
Well, Harry the caller.
He's Harry level-headed.
He's very level-headed Democrat. And there's a lot of them out here. I know Democrats voted Republican for many years out here because they couldn't go to the left, the more left wing of the Democratic Party, so they voted for Trump, and even before that, I think some of them voted whoever was running before that, the McCain and Pale, and they voted for that ticket also. So there's a lot of Trumpocrats.
Okay. You're going to write in the pro-life candidate, Harry P. I'm writing that down. I got to remember that.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great weekend, and we'll miss you for a week, but we'll be tuning in a week after next.
Well, tune in next week. It's a best of. You're on the best of, so you'll hear your voice.
Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it.
I said something intelligent.
Absolutely. That's why they call it best of. All right, thank you so much. All right, we'll take our last break of the day. We got 10 minutes left. Please call us if you'd like to be on the radio. Who would you vote for if you had to? I mean, if you're a Republican or independent and you're not a Democrat and you had to vote for one of those people. No more, none of the above. Pick one. Pick the least of the least of the least of the evils if you want to. Ben likes Mr. Hickenlooper and...
Don't you like to say that name?
Hickenlooper.
It's okay. But
President Hickenlooper.
He had some common sense.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. Give us a call. Maybe you have some thoughts about Nancy Pelosi directing her caucus to vote yes on what was a Senate-originated bill about border security and funding and aid to migrants. Give us a call there. 1-800-795-9565. We talked about the students who are here working at local parks and at the shore towns who are here on temporary visas, and we got an email related to that topic, so we'll read that on the radio. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Best-selling author Jeff Perlman on the USFL.
The run and shoot offense, two-point conversion, the coach's challenge, fun end zone celebrations, wide receivers wearing uniform numbers 1 through 19. And the biggest one that players don't realize, and it's unfortunate, if you look at the salary scale, it just skyrockets between 1983 and 85.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got a caller standing by. Another one coming in. We got an email. No, two emails to read now. But I want to tell you about something very important, and that is the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. The Mertzes have been in charge there for a long time. 1915 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Do as I've done. Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they fix vehicles fast while you wait. You can make an appointment and drop it off if you want, or you just take your vehicle down there. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 to 2 p.m. And I'll bet Ben's gone to sunburymotors.com and built that new Ford Taurus to his precise specification. He's thinking SUV next time, so he's got that all priced out. He's ready to go. Or you can get a Hyundai or a Kia. Ooh, I could see you in a Kia Telluride. Those are schmancy-looking vehicles, and they come in all-wheel drive, too.
I think the Hyundai Genesis.
Oh, is that where you're going? That's a nice vehicle. But
Sunbury Motors, your transportation needs, used, new, foreign or domestic. And also, too, if you want to get into some trucks, some high-end tractor-trailer type trucks. They got the Western Star down there, too. But, again, if you have a transportation need, it would be hard for Sunbury Motors not to be able to accommodate you.
If it has an engine and it's busted, they can fix it. Mm-hmm. So that's the Sunbury Motor Company. Lance, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
Okay. Why, I'd have to vote for old Joe simply because he's proved he can change. His old thing about, I have principles, and if you don't like them, I have others. he's malleable.
Is that
and
what
also,
he says?
Here, I have a very sobering fact here. Over this next holiday, there's going to be a lot of folks that are out there imbibing, and we think about mass shooters. We live in mortal fear of being shot by somebody that we don't know that just comes out of nowhere, you know, and cuts us down. Over the last 20 years, 883 people have died that way. And during the same time, about 70,000 people have died at the hands of drunk drivers. Not the people doing the driving, but some poor schlunk that was just right there at the wrong time.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much.
79 times more likely.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a great week. I appreciate it. Chris is next up. Chris, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Yeah, well, first of all, Ben used the same line as Joe did yesterday about Saturday Night Live, and of course, if they knew anything, they'd know that Saturday Night Live is on summer vacation of reruns. So there
well,
is not
said
you
it was
can
potential.
Tune in, but you won't find anything.
Chris, the topic was potentially they could do a skit.
I didn't
sense.
Hear the word potentially in there.
Okay.
Okay. What else, Chris? You got a minute or two left.
Well, the kids' situation on the border and the separation of children, that wasn't the Democrats, that was Trump. And he wasn't doing it just because of financial necessity. He wasn't doing it to try to get the bill passed because they were hiding the fact how they were being treated as much as possible. And they were separating children and treating them in the bad conditions after courts had ordered for them to stop both.
Well, the separation of children started in the Obama administration. That's where the pictures came
blah,
out.
Blah, 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 Joe.
No, Joe's home, but blah, blah, blah
that's
seems to be fairly factual,
state,
or Chris. So.
Same thing, but different
yeah,
Republican.
Yeah, sorry, Chris, we can't accommodate you.
No, Obama had it ended as soon as possible. It happened when there was an emergency and people were coming over who were not known to be parents and problems, and they separated them, and they did it for about a week to a month before they got worked in a system that ended all of that. All right. Trump has been doing it purposefully, in order to... thinking that if the word got out, if we mistreat children, well, they'll stop coming. And it didn't work, so they kept mistreating children in defiance of judges' orders. It's a completely different situation, Ben.
Not at all, Chris. The situation under the Obama administration, go back to look at President Obama's discussing this with George Stephanopoulos. So it was Good Morning America, I believe, July 2014, where he talks about where people can't be bringing children in. Do not bring your children in. So
he was trying to discourage it,
so,
right? A
yes,
good thing.
But the
yes.
law did not discourage it. And again, if you look at catch and release and you look at the situations where years ago it was single males coming to the United States, then it became families coming in because the law changed.
I've memorized your lines on that. You've said that many
it's
times.
It's not memorized, Chris. This is somewhat factual, and sometimes I know the facts get in the
yeah,
way of your...
Yeah, but it's not the facts that are in dispute there. It's the fact that Trump is doing it on purpose and trying to keep it hidden from the public.
All right.
That's your opinion.
Judges' orders.
That's your opinion.
Which... Obama doesn't cover any of those three things.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being a fabulous
hey, Ben,
listener.
Quit talking so much when Keller's there. We don't want to hear you. We want to hear him.
All right. No.
Yeah. Okay,
thank you.
Chris, stop calling. Maybe they want to hear other folks, too, but what do you say to that?
Yeah, we don't get to our emails now because we kept Chris for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Yep, you too.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'd like to just pass on the...
This is
Have a good weekend.
This is WKOK Sunbury.